I'm thinking of changing my calling.
Garanid nodded absently as she worked on her equations. The small stone room smelled sharply of spices. Ashir was trying another new experiment. It involved some kind of curry powder and a rare shin fruit that he'd caramelized. Something like that.
I'm tired of cooking.
She loved him for his voice. Partially because he liked to talk, and if you were going to have someone talk while you were attempting to think, they might as well have a soft, kindly voice.
I don't have a passion for it as I once did. Besides, what good will a cook be in the spiritual realm?
Heralds need food.
Do they? Oh, I've never been convinced. Oh, I've read the speculations, but it just doesn't seem rational to me. The body must be fed in the physical realm, but the spirit exists in a completely different state.
A state of ideals. So, you could create ideal foods, perhaps.
Well, what would be the fun in that? No experimentation.
I could do without.
Granite leaned forward to inspect the room's hearth, where two flamespren danced on the log's fire.
If it meant never again having to eat something like that green soup you made last month.
Yeah, that was something, wasn't it? Completely revolting, yet made entirely from appetizing ingredients. I wonder if they eat in the cognitive realm. Is a food there what it sees itself as being? I'll have to read and see if anyone has ever eaten while visiting Shadesmar.
Granite got out her calipers and leaned closer to the heat to measure the flamespren. She frowned, then made another notation.
Here, love.
Ashir walked over, then knelt beside her and offered a small bowl.
Give this a try. I think you'll like it.
She eyed the contents, bits of bread covered with a red sauce. It was men's food, but they were both ardent, so that didn't matter. They were on a tiny reshi island, technically sent to provide for the religious needs of any Voran visitors. Some travelers did come to them for that, occasionally even some of the reshi. But really, this was a way of getting away and focusing on their experiments. Garanid, with her spren studies, Ashir with his chemistry through cooking, of course, as it allowed him to eat the results. The portly man smiled affably, head shaved, gray beard neatly squared off. They both kept to the rules of their stations, despite their seclusion. One did not write the ending of a lifetime of faith with a sloppy last chapter.
No green. That's a good sign.
Yes, it really was fascinating the way that shin vegetable caramelized. I'm so pleased that Gom brought it to me. You'll have to go over my notes, of course. I think I got the figures right, but I could be wrong.
Garanid took a spoon and tried the food. She didn't wear a sleeve on her safe hand, another one of the advantages of being an ardent.
Did you try this, Ashir?
Nope.
Ashir was looking over her figures.
You're the brave one, my dear.
It's terrible.
Oh, yes, I can see that from how you're taking another large bite at this moment.
Yes, but you'd hate it. No fruit. Is this fish you added?
A dried handful of the little minnows I caught outside this morning. I still don't know what species they are. Tasty, though.
Ashir hesitated, then looked up at the hearth and its spren.
Granted, what is this?
I think I've had a breakthrough.
But the figures, you said they were erratic and they still are.
Yes, but I can predict when they will be erratic and when they won't be. The spren change when I measure them, Ashir. Before I measure, they dance and vary in size, luminosity, and shape, but when I make a notation, they immediately freeze in their current state. Then they remain that way permanently, so far as I can tell.
What does it mean?
I'm hoping you'll be able to tell me. I have the figures. You've got the imagination, dear one.
He scratched at his beard, sitting back, and produced a bowl and spoon for himself. He'd sprinkled dried fruit over his portion. Granid was half convinced he'd joined the Ardentia because of his sweet tooth.
What happens if you erase the figures?
The spren go back to being variable. Length, shape, luminosity.
He took a bite of his mush.
Go into the other room.
What?
Just do it. Take your writing board.
She walked to the other room where their cot was.
What now?
I'm going to measure the spren with your calipers. I'll take 3 measurements in a row. Only write down 1 of the figures I give you. Don't tell me which one you're writing down.
All right.
The window was open, and she looked out over a darkening, glassy expanse of water. The rushy sea wasn't as shallow as the Pure Lake, but it was quite warm most of the time, dotted with tropical islands and the occasional monster of a great shell.
3 inches, 7 tenths.
She didn't write down the figure.
2 inches, 8 tenths.
She ignored the number this time, too, but got her chalk ready to write, as quietly as possible, the next numbers he called out.
2 inches, 3 tenths. Wow!
What?
It stopped changing sizes! I assume you wrote down that 3rd number?
She frowned, walking back into their small living chamber. Ashir's hot plate sat on a low table to her right. After the Reshi style, there were no chairs, just cushions, and all the furniture was flat and long rather than tall. She approached the hearth. One of the 2 flame spren danced about atop a log, shape-changing and length-flickering like the flames themselves. The other had taken on a far more stable shape. Its length no longer changed, though its form did slightly. It seemed locked somehow. It almost looked like a little person as it danced over the fire. She reached up and erased her notation. It immediately began pulsing and changing erratically like the other one.
Wow, it's as if it knows somehow that it has been measured. As if merely defining its form traps it somehow. Write down a number.
What number?
Any number, but one that might be the size of a flame spren.
She did so. Nothing happened.
You actually have to measure it. No pretending.
I wonder at the precision of the instrument. If I use one that is less precise, will that give the spren more flexibility? Or is there a threshold and accuracy beyond which it finds itself bound? I need to research this more. Try it for luminosity, then compare that to my general equation of flame spren luminosity as compared to the fire they're drawn to dance around.
That, my dear, sounds like a lot of math.
Indeed.
Then I shall make you a snack to occupy you while you create new marvels of calculation and genius. You just found something wonderful. I don't know what it means yet, but it might very well change what we understand about spren, and maybe even about fabrials.
She smiled, turning back to her equations. And for once, she didn't mind at all that he would soon begin chatting about his ingredients, working out a new formula for some sugary confection he was sure she'd love.